Well, it's only March, but the people at AFSC have already had a very busy year as they recently held their annual Women in Ag Awards. AFSC Board Chair Kelly Smith-Fraser says they're passionate about fostering a strong and vibrant future for agriculture, and amplifying the voices of women who are making an impact is all part of it. Today, we're focusing on the Emergent Rising Star Award, which is handed to the young leaders under the age of 40 who demonstrate a strong passion for the ag industry, advocate for the sector, contribute to their community, and show exceptional promise. And this year, that award belongs to Amanda Elzinga Pugh of Edgerton, who has more than 10 years at Merck Animal Health, in addition to working on the farm. So we asked her how her life in agriculture all began.
So I did grow up on a farm. I actually grew up on a dairy farm originally that just turned into a cow-calf operation when I was a teenager. So I always knew I wanted to work in ag and be involved in ag for sure. And I guess I was really fortunate that I had a dad that having three daughters never put any limitation on us for being female, and definitely always taught us that we could be as involved in ag as we wanted to and could do whatever we wanted in that space. So always knew I wanted to work in ag, did diploma at Lakeland College, and then finished my degree at U of A to get a Bachelor of Science in ag, and then have had a couple of different jobs within the ag industry, and also ranch full-time my husband ranches full-time, and I ranch part-time, I guess, since I still do work a day job as well. So we have a purebred Angus and Hereford operation in Edgerton.
A lot of the women that I've talked to, because I've talked to a few others as well of the recipients this year, where they not only work on the farm, but they have jobs off the farm as well. Do you think that's pretty normal these days for most women in agriculture?
I mean, I think it is and it isn't. For me, I always feel like I really genuinely get to have the best of both worlds, because I get to work in agriculture and I get to talk to people in the ag industry and get that side of it. But then I also get to do the kind of primary production or the hands-on part at home. So I do feel like it is and it isn't, I guess. I think that it depends on the operation. But for us, that's what I do, and I do enjoy doing it.
Now, one of the things that you've done on your own personal thing is that you started a women's conference called She Grows Beef. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
A colleague and I need to give her a lot of credit, because I think it maybe even came up with the idea, but a colleague from Manitoba and myself, and then one of our vets that we work with in our company did start She Grows Beef back in, I think it was 2017. So basically designed to be a conference for women specifically in the beef industry. We just felt like there was lots of learning opportunities that were geared towards women in the ag space, but maybe a little bit more on the corporate side or a little bit more on the crop side. And we really wanted to reach primary beef producers. And so we started that with kind of just the goal of obviously being kind of an empowerment and networking piece, but also just to give them as much technical information as we possibly could to help on their operations.
The down and dirty stuff of the beef industry.
Exactly. Yeah, we do lots of the cattle health stuff, and we've done everything from succession planning, financial management, some mental health stuff, some nutrition, kind of a little bit of everything. So I do work for a pharmaceutical company, and I get, I guess, the opportunity to hopefully teach a little bit about our products and how to use them and the safety of them. So I guess that is hopefully a little bit of an education component of my job, is that I get to hopefully work with producers on how to use some of these products appropriately.
As far as you being what they call an emergent and rising star under this category, what are you seeing that younger women in the industry are doing differently? Like, what would you like to see happen? And then do you have mentors in the industry or anything along those lines?
I actually love that question, because I do feel like it does continue to shift a little bit. Like I say, I feel like I was fortunate to not necessarily have felt any limitations being a woman in ag, but I certainly have probably just dealt with people that have to some degree. Like, I've seen the limitations that we've maybe put on ourselves, or that we feel like we've been put on by those around us in the ag industry. And I think that's shifting a little bit. I think that my hope is that women in ag don't feel like they need to fit a certain stereotype or a certain box. I think that we're really, really maybe hard on ourselves for having the expectations of trying to be everything. And I think there is definitely still a little bit of that stereotype of the farm wife that is the equipment operator and the gardener and the cook and the bookkeeper and all of the things that kind of fits within that title. And I just don't think that that is the case anymore. I think that there's a lot of different avenues or different ways to be a woman in agriculture. And I guess I just want to see women embrace that and be whoever they feel like they want to be and be their genuine selves and not feel like they have to fit within a certain box or a certain stereotype. And I do think that's shifted to some degree.
What would you have, I guess, as advice for an even younger woman in the industry if they wanted to get into it?
Something that I feel fairly passionate about. There's no greater, I guess, compliment to me than when a younger person that's maybe going into college asks about the path that I took to have the career to do what I'm doing and to try to be able to give them a little bit of advice. I think that is really awesome. I think especially I remember starting college and university and not really knowing what opportunities were out there in the beef industry. And I think there is so many more different ways you can be involved in it. And so I think, first of all, I just encourage them to go into it, to not feel like they have to have a sideline or a backup or do something different than agriculture, because I think there is a lot of opportunities in agriculture and specifically in the beef side. So that would be my first encouragement, would just be to not feel like they can't, to actually go ahead and chase the egg thing if that's what they want to do. And then, yeah, I guess to my previous point, I just feel like there's room for a lot of different people and a lot of different skill sets. And I think just to embrace who they are in it.
That's Amanda Elzinga-Pugh, the recipient of the Emergent Rising Star Award at this year's Women in Ag Awards from AFSC. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.